I'm Greg Chick, Ramona's plumber, and I'm talking today about tankless water heaters. And Bill is here. He's a prospective customer. He's interested in a tankless.
Greg, what is a tankless water heater?
Well, tankless water heater is basically a reversed tank type water heater. Instead of a big tank and a small burner, it's a big burner and a small tank, I should say. They do contain a little bit of water, but just no big tank.
Okay, so instead of having a big pot of water on, we're just heating the water as we need to. Is that right?
Right. When you want the water, the cold water pressure pushes that water through that thing, and it heats it as it goes through instantly.
Okay. And do they use more gas than a tank water heater?
Initially, while the water is heating, they use 4, 5, 6 times. To be technical, an average tank type is somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 BTU. A tankless typically is between 150 and 250,000 BTUs. So it's, you know, up to 10 times larger. So you do need a larger gas supply pipe. Tank types have a little half-inch gas pipe going to them. Tankless require a minimum of three-quarter inch, but even that can't be that far off of a one-inch gas main. It's all sized up on the website. The professional does that, or you look at the website.
So do I have to have the whole gas line in my whole house replaced to put in a tankless water heater?
I have had people that have their location they want to put the tankless at the far end of the house. Yes. And I have said, well, are there any concrete patio sidewalks or driveways between your gas service and that side of the house? And if they say no, I recommend a trench around the outside of the house in the ground to code with a tracer wire using HDPE gas line, soft flexible gas line, and run a separate dedicated line just to the tankless, or to even two tankless, one at each end of the house, and not have a recirc system.
Oh, two tankless water heaters, one from and so.
Yes, and when I hear customers say, oh, they're the best, they have them in Europe. Well, if you look at your little cottages in Europe, they're about the size of a master bedroom in California. So the whole house. So they have one tankless, and it's usually hanging on the wall in front of the kitchen sink. I recommend tankless, but I recommend tankless in good engineering, and I recommend on a large California-size house. Two tankless.
Is a tankless better than a tank type water heater?
I would say yes for most installations. Tankless, if you do it new construction, is done a little differently than retrofit, but it's workable to retrofit a tankless unit right where your existing tank type water heater is.
Okay. How is a tankless better than a tank type or storage water heater?
Well, better is basically saves money and saves space and gives you more conveniences. The space is, you can recess it in a wall and it takes up no floor space, or you can even hang it on the wall and it takes up no floor space, as opposed to a tank type, which could take 10 to 20 square feet.
Well, I don't know that I'm really missing all the space that my water heater now takes up. Is that a big deal?
Well, you know, at $200 a square foot for new house construction, that's a couple thousand dollars. So even in retrofit in an older house, I'm sure there's shelves that you can use and stuff to store. It takes up less space, yeah.
Okay. Any other ways?
Well, you can save water because it has an alarm on the remote control, and if you have a tankless unit and you're filling up your tub, you just push the tub alarm button and you pre-calibrate it, and it knows when the tub is full, and it goes beep, 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 and then if you got distracted, you're not wasting water.
That sounds pretty cool.
It also has some circuitry inside for thermostatic recirc of hot water, so that you have instant hot water at a distant location. Tank-type water heaters don't have this circuitry, whereas the Noritz does. I have a little wire in there that you can run onto a pump control, and it can thermostatically, automatically tell your recirc pump to recirculate water, so it's instantly hot water at a distant place in the house.
I think we've all run out of hot water while taking a shower. Does the tankless water heat eliminate that?
Yes. I think that's a clear, straight yes. There, if you size a tankless water heater right, you could basically turn the shower head on, go on vacation, and come back, and it would still be running hot.
I don't think we want to do that.
No, but...
How about what temperature does a tankless water heater put out?
The remote control on a Noritz will go up to 180. You've got to push the right buttons to make it do so. And if it's locked, nobody can make it do that. And there is a code, and you can lock them. But you just, at any time of the day, you just walk up to the controller and say, you want 110 degree water, and it's 110. And if the person before you was using it at 140 for the dishwasher, doesn't matter. It's instantly 110.
So not only would I run out of hot water, but when I'm taking a shower, the water temperature wouldn't even remain the same. So I guess in this way, I could have whatever temperature I wanted, and it would stay at that temperature for as long as I wanted it.
Right. It does. You don't. While you're in the shower, you don't have to start adding less cold water constantly, right? Because the temperature is constant with a tankless as opposed to a tank type. It the temperature drops.
Now my teenager. You know, teenagers, I'm going this.
Teenagers like to steam up the bath. They like to take long showers, and that either drains all the temperature out of the tank, causing a lot of problems, not only for the next person to not have hot water, but it runs up the gas bill or the electric bill. If you put a temperature lock on the control pad of the remote, then you could limit. And that might even help keep the paint on the bathroom walls sticking to the wall instead of peeling off. I've seen that in bathrooms.
All right, that sounds pretty good. So if I want to get a tankless water heater, do they come in both electric and gas-powered models?
Well, there's little instant hot things for kitchen sinks that put out a little cup of water that are electric. But if you're talking for showering and household use, no, that's gas only, natural or propane.
Oh, natural or propane, okay. Do I also need electricity to run a tankless water heater?
Yeah, if you put in a tankless water heater, you definitely have to have a regular household outlet around, I'd say within 10 feet of the unit. It'd be good to have it within 10 feet. Short 10-foot power cord is probably the max you want to go.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad. And not like I have to have any special wiring or anything like that. Now I've heard that the tankless water heater may run louder than a regular tank water heater. Is that true?
Well, you know, they're several times louder. If you stand next to a regular tank water heater and hear the burner come on, you can hear it come on, kind of like a little rumble. A tankless water heater will be a couple times louder, but if you recess the unit in the wall, in an exterior wall or in the garage, you're not going to hear it unless you're standing next to it. So it's not like the sound radiates through its pipes, through the pipes in the building at all.
Oh, okay. So it can be installed so it's just as quiet
perfectly
as any
quiet,
other one.
Yes.
Okay. Do I need a water softener so I can use a tankless water heater?
I think a correctly installed water softener can be an advantage in a lot of ways and a disadvantage in other ways. Generally speaking, you do not need a water softener for a tankless. And if you're worried about hard water building up on a tankless, tankless ones are much easier to service and clean than a tank type.
Okay. How many tankless water heaters do I need for my home?
If I had a house that had 40 feet between the master side and the kitchen, you're going to have a distance to travel and you're going to need a recirc pump. You could get away with maybe one tankless unit. If I was building a house new, I would build it with two tankless units, one at each end, and I'd save the price of the copper pipe between the two sides of the house, and I'd save the expense of a recirc pump, and I think it would be much smarter to go two in that case.
Can I replace my current tank water heater with a tankless one?
Yeah, and if you do, you'll end up with the same distance between the distant fixture and the water heater. But and the vent size is different for a tankless. But yes, you can. A lot of people do. When you replace a tank type with a tankless, you're putting in a much smaller unit. It's not much bigger than a bed pillow, or say 2 feet tall and foot and a half wide.
Wow,
sticks out about 9 inches.
Where can one be installed?
Almost anywhere. There are some limitations, but almost anywhere.
Does a tankless water heater require much maintenance?
If there's hard water, you could maintain it every 2 years at minimum. Yearly would be preferable, and it might take 30 minutes to maintain it. It's a little bit of a rinsing some vinegar through the heat exchanger to keep out the calcium.
How does that compare to a regular tank water heater?
Well, you really can't do that with a tank type, so it's much better. And because you can't, the tank types build up with rock at the bottom and get less and less efficient and give you less and less hot water the first hour. Because you can with a tankless, they're much better. I wouldn't say that you'll ruin it if you don't, but I'll say right now it's... I don't think 80% of them get serviced, and they're still lasting much, much longer than tank types.
Well, how long does a tankless water heater last?
I'd be surprised if one didn't last 25 years. I see a 10-year warranty on the Norths now. I'd be real surprised if they don't last 25.
25 years? Well,
absolutely.
But a regular tank water heater doesn't last anywhere near that, does it?
I see them lasting as little as 2 years from the home centers. I won't pick on any particular one. They're all about as bad. The cheapest water heater you can buy at the home center, yeah, they're lasting as little as 2 to 6 years.
So it might last 10 times longer than
could.
Some water? Well, that's amazing.
It could. Yes.
Now, you had mentioned a remote control before. What's the remote control do on a... I certainly don't have a remote control on my current water heater.
Right.
What's the remote control do on a tankless water heater?
Well, it allows you to adjust any temperature at any time. It allows you to set a limit on a tub fill so it'll have an alarm when it reaches that limit. And therefore, you can be told by the alarm that your tub is full. The remote control has parental lock, if you want to call it parental, where you can put a lock on it so it can't get 180. And if you have an invalid or a teenager, then you want to keep them from, you know, sweating the paint off the wall, so you can do that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, maybe you can sum up some aspects of the tankless water heater.
Well, you know, if you're using the price per square foot for a new construction house, they pay for themselves before you even move in. I mean,
wow.
It's that simple.
How about for a retrofit?
I can't think of a case where it would take more than 10 years under the most worst circumstances to pay for itself. And if under average conditions with the price of fuel and with the average installation, I would say it's at least 5 years payback. Under good conditions, and there's plenty of them, they could pay for themselves in as little as two.
Wow, and then you're saving every year on top of that.
Right, and then the savings can very much continue for free after that, right? They last a little longer. They save money in the amount of heat loss that they don't have. They save the space, and they're actually safer. Because you can put a temperature cap on there, if all of a sudden grandma comes over and she's a little old and dingy, you can just lock it down to 110 degrees if you want, so that, you know, while you're out at the movies and she's staying home trying to take a hot bath, she doesn't scald herself and end up at the burn unit. They're greener, if you want to use the word green. They save water, they save fuel, and they save a large tank to be disposed in the landfill. And they have more features. They just simply are more user-friendly.
Okay, what if I want to get one installed? What do I do?
You can call me. I can do it if you live somewhere where I don't service. There are qualified people. I have a particular partial, for good reasons, to the Norits tankless water heater. And Norits has on its website a list of installers that are qualified. And I would certainly call a qualified installer, or call a qualified installer to coach you in how to do it. I think there are homeowners that can put in their own tankless water heater with the right professional coaching.
So what kind of advice do I need to have before I go put one in myself? I'm a pretty handy guy usually.
Basically, to know the differences on the venting, to know the differences on the location, opportunities, they're much broader with the tankless, and to know the hook up with the gas line and how to test it for leaks and Just common things that actually are all spelled out in the owner's manual and the installation manual that come with the unit, but sometimes people need a little illumination on that.
Great. How do I get a hold of you?
RamonasPlumber.com, 760-788-2889.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg. I really appreciate all the information.
Sure, thank you.
Bye.